Hello, Leo, and welcome to The Awakening, your 2025-26 reading from Planet Waves. Just FYI, I'm having a little bit of minor respiratory distress from the cold, dry air and the artificial heat, so I may not be up to my usual a booming voice, and we'll have to clear my throat here and there, so hopefully not too disturbing. It has taken me a while to think about how to begin this reading, and here is what I've come up with. Like, I pondered all night, and I mean, I had already written your written reading and 10 million horoscopes and all this. It would seem that the awakening is a kind of a science fiction novel about how to maintain your humanity in the midst of a clear global assault on the human form. And this is coming from many, many directions. And they all have one thing in common, which is some form of artificial intelligence, digital technology, and being networked in to the kind of global synthetic thought web. And you are a kind of a protagonist in this novel. And you are not one because you want to be one, I don't think. I think you're one because you are in a position to perceive a problem in a way that other people cannot quite see it. And you are also in a position to take loving and creative approaches to the situation. And so this kind of elevates your consciousness and, you know, we might say makes your role more important than it might ordinarily be. Now, Leo is ruled by the sun, which is at the center of the solar system. And this is the kind of leadership of Leo, holding it all together. However, one of the leading situations in this digital takeover of humanity, which has been going on for a while and has reached a number of peaks as we have gone deeper and deeper into what I call full digital conditions, and now we're well into Web3 with artificial intelligence giving these concise responses and helping people write articles and helping lawyers write letters, and they had to teach it to not make up citations. But the reality is that we are slowly being swallowed by synthetic thought. And the problem with synthetic thought is that it lacks imagination and it lacks emotion. There's no possibility for empathy, and in truth, no possibility for growth, and it is not relational. And the most difficult thing is it's teaching all of us to be like it. That's always happens, is that the prevailing technology teaches us to be like it. Now, my sense of why this is so central to your experience is that you're going to be looking at Pluto in Aquarius, straight across the dial, your opposite sign, for a little under 20 more years. And Aquarius is one of several of kind of crime scenes of the transhuman takeover. And we see this in the extremely rigid patterns that have been formed as the world has gone from social to social media, which really is not social. It is a complete misnomer, but everyone still uses the concept. And, you know, there's really nothing there except addiction and transformation into the, you know, something other than a person. So just briefly covering what it means to have Aquarius on the 7th, that is naturally social. You are someone who easily can accommodate a fair number of people around you. You know, you like being part of things. And what has happened is that the crystallization property of Aquarius has gone into overdrive. And